This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli pays courtesy call on Chinese President Xi Jinping, holds bilateral meeting with Premier Li Qiang. Nepal and China signed 9 various bilateral agreements, including trade promotion and exchange of technical assistance. Communication Minister Prithvi Subba Gurung calls on multinational companies to invest in Nepal's IT sector with confidence. Sudur Paschim Royals and Chitwan Rhinos register victory in NPL matches held today, and Lebanon sees fire under strain after Israel and Hezbollah exchange strikes. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, who is on a 4-day official visit to China, paid a courtesy call on Chinese President Xi Jinping today. During the meeting, the two leaders exchanged views on the issues relating to Nepal-China relations and mutual interests and concerns. Earlier today, Chinese Premier Li Qiang welcomed Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli at Great Hall of the People in Beijing. On the occasion, the Chinese Liberation Army accorded a guard of honor to Prime Minister Oli. Today itself, the Prime Minister's delegation held a bilateral meeting with the Chinese delegation led by Premier Li. Following the bilateral meeting, Nepal and China signed various bilateral agreements in presence of Prime Minister Oli and Chinese Premier Li. According to Foreign Ministry spokesperson Krishna Prasad Thakal, the documents signed and exchanged by both sides include agreement on economic and technical cooperation, letter of exchange on Tokha Chahare Tunnel, MOU on trade promotion cooperation, protocol on requirements on thermally processed buffalo meat products to be exported from Nepal to China, MOU on development plan 2024 to 2029, and letter of exchange on cash assistance. Similarly, additional instruments signed today include handover certificate of the completion of the reconstruction of 9-story Basantapur Tower, MOU on volunteer Chinese language teachers, and MOU between Public Service Broadcasting, Nepal Television and China Media Group. Spokesperson Thakal said that the two sides on the occasion held discussions on expansion of connectivity, industrial and infrastructure development, cooperation in health, agriculture, trade, tourism, investment and science and technology. Similarly, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli today held a meeting with Chawal Lachi, Chairman of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of the People's Republic of China. On the occasion, they discussed the matters relating to Nepal-China relations and mutual concerns. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for South and Central Asian Affairs Donald Liu is scheduled to pay an official visit to Nepal this week, according to the U.S. Department of State. During the visit, the U.S. diplomat will meet with the top leadership in Nepal to discuss about environment conservation, women empowerment and sustainable development, as well as the vivid aspects of the Nepal-U.S. relations. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has urged multinational companies to confidently invest in Nepal, highlighting the ample opportunities available in the country's IT sector. In his address to the Digital Safety Summit organized by TikTok in coordination with the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology in Kathmandu today, the minister, who is also the government spokesperson, assured that investment security is guaranteed in Nepal. The communication minister added that the government has ensured policy provisions for the protection of foreign investment. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari and Minister for Commerce and Industry of India Piyush Goyal held a meeting on matters of bilateral interest in New Delhi today. During the meeting held at the Parliament Building in New Delhi, Minister Bhandari urged Minister Goyal to facilitate the Bureau of Indian Standards imposed by the Indian government on the export of Nepali goods. Tarkaraj Bhatta, Undersecretary at the Bilateral Trade and Transit section of the ministry, said an understanding has been reached to organize a commerce secretary level meeting in Nepal soon to facilitate the trade and transit. Positive discussions were held for the amendment to Treaty of Transit. Vice President Ram Sahay Yadav has urged the Qatari government to arrange 24-hour insurance for Nepali workers working in Qatar. During a meeting with Qatari ambassador to Nepal, Mishal bin Muhammad Ali Al Ansari, who paid a call on him at the vice president's office in Lanchara today, the vice president urged him to provide necessary assistance to Nepalese in various hospitals, deportation centers and prisons in Qatar. The CPN Maui Center has argued that the result of the by-election held on the 1st of December has confirmed the endorsement of the Maui Center's agendas and campaigns, issuing a statement today. After the announcement of the final results of the by-election, CPN Maui Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda said that his party gains encouraging victory in terms of the number of the elected candidates from the Maui Center and the votes. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tyle nai majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom. Rashtrako Sanchar.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Deadly Israeli strikes and mortar attack by Hezbollah have raised fears that the ceasefire in Lebanon could collapse. 10 people were killed in southern Lebanon on Monday night, the health ministry said, after Israel carried out its biggest wave of airstrikes since both sides agreed last week to end 13 months of conflict. The BBC cited the Israeli military as saying it struck Hezbollah fighters, launchers and infrastructure and urged Lebanese authorities to prevent what it called the group's hostile activity. Hezbollah had earlier fired two mortars at an Israeli army base in a disputed border area, saying they were a warning over what he saw are repeated violations by Israel. The US, which along with France brokered the agreement and is monitoring compliance, said that, largely speaking, the ceasefire was holding despite the violence. Authorities in Thailand and Malaysia are on high alert for more intense rainfall after days of monsoon rains triggered devastating floods that killed dozens of people and displaced tens of thousands. Al Jazeera on Tuesday cited officials in both countries as saying they were setting up shelters and preparing evacuation plans in anticipation of further downpours in the days ahead. In southern Thailand, at least 25 people died in floods and more than 300,000 households were affected over the past week. Now, sports update. Sudhir Paschim Royals and Chitwan Rhinos registered victory in the matches of Nepal Premier League NPL held today. Sudhir Paschim Royals thrashed Biratnagar Kings by 90 runs in today's match held at Kirtipur Best TU Cricket Ground. Biratnagar Kings failed to chase the target of 183 runs as they were all out in 16.1 overs and contributed only 92 runs. Likewise, Chitwan Rhinos defeated Pokhara Avengers by 87 runs. Pokhara failed to chase the target of 162 runs and was all out in 13.2 overs. In the first innings, Chitwan Rhinos scored 161 runs in 20 overs with loss of 7 wickets. Now, Karnali Yaks and Kathmandu Gurkhas as Biratnagar Kings and Lumbini Lions will compete tomorrow. Nepal defeated Afghanistan by 1 wicket in its last match of the ACC Under-19 Asia Cup. Nepal chased the target of 124 runs in 41.3 overs with the loss of 9 wickets at Sharjah Cricket Stadium in the UAE today. In the first innings, Afghanistan were all out in 35.4 overs and scored 123 runs. Earlier, Nepal faced 2 defeats in a row against Sri Lanka and Bangladesh in the group stage. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Koshi, Gandaki and Karnali province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli pays courtesy call on Chinese President Xi Jinping, holds bilateral meeting with Premier Li Qiang. Nepal and China signed 9 various bilateral agreements, including trade promotion and exchange of technical assistance. Communication Minister Prithvi Subbagurung calls on multinational companies to invest in Nepal's IT sector with confidence. Sudhir Paschim Royals and Chitwan Rhinos register victory in NPL matches held today. And Lebanon ceasefire under strain after Israel and Hezbollah exchange strikes. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.